Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Love starting with this message. And Julie, thank you for listening to the show. DM to Facebook, Jen and Tim Show. Love being part of the early morning club. I was so excited this morning to hear my name and comment on the show concerning Dead Guy in an Envelope. That was
great. Oh, nice.
The early, I need to write
We're
this
glad
down.
Glad you're part of it too.
Kind of looking for a name for that, for the people that are up this early for whatever the reason is. Maybe you're headed home because you work third shift. I don't know. The early.
Oh, like the 6 o'clockers. You're looking for like.
Yeah, the EMCs. No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, the
early
EMCs.
Morning club.
Right, that feels medical, club. EMC.
I think it seems, sounds like maybe a 80s band that didn't work out.
No.
That's what it sounds like to me. EMC. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's like a clinic.
Yeah,
emergency medical clinic.
Right.
Yeah, we got to be good.
I feel like we need
to.
We'll workshop that.
We'll work on that. We'll also work on, well, you know what we're doing. The Death Crew?
No, it's definitely not cannot be that.
Yeah, we're just going to go ahead.
I think we'll just, let's think about it for a few.
The crew stuck in the envelope?
No.
No.
The Envelopians? No, I don't like that either.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. So if you listen this time of morning, first of all, we need your guests. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. We need your guests to continue. Also, what should be the name for the 6 to 6:30 crew that listens every single day to this? Ooh, that is a challenge. All right, your guest is next.
Good morning.
Do you have a guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope? He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope.
Yes, Ronald Reagan.
No, it's not Ronald Reagan.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. You can always reach out to us. Might even want to vote in an instant poll early in the morning. We'll get to it at 6:40. You nasty milk bottom feeder drinkers out of bowls.
That's so mean. It's not nasty.
Who's drinking those crumbs out of the bottom of that cereal bowl? That is just the most disgusting thing. Just rattle around your mouth, the sog set, little bits of cereal.
Oh, so good.
Oh,
it's like flavored
milk. I don't understand this.
It's like flavored milk.
It's dirty milk.
It is.
It is. That milk is so dirty at the bottom of that bowl.
You just
ate
it.
And this instant bowl is a landslide.
That is.
In your favor.
Really, you're making it gross.
Oh, it is, because it is gross.
It is not gross.
So,
it's delicious.
I'm just mad because I'm getting crushed in this instant bowl,
you
which
are.
Is not new news. So, Liz, thank you for the DM. When it comes to Dead Guy in an Envelope, I wish guesses could be visualized, you know, like on a dartboard.
Oh.
So we could visualize how close and not close our guesses are.
Oh.
Not sure how it would be executed by here guesses in the morning. And I always wonder, are we even close?
Like, as in, is it a musician? Is it a presidential candidate? Is it a Cleveland figure? Like
yeah.
that type of thing?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
She wants us. And by the way, Jill, first of all, thank you for listening and thank you for the comment. We do have enough room in the new studio for a death dartboard. I don't know if we can have that funded or sponsored.
I think you could call it a death dartboard, but
so if somebody just like if somebody months ago, because it has been months, somebody guessed Paul McCartney that is alive.
Mm-hmm.
So do we throw that like in the Halley Building garage? Where would that dart go?
I think that's like a take back dart. You can't even.
It's like with no flights at the end of it.
Right.
It just goes and hits the wall.
Right. It just keeps going until, well.
Also, what is the If you listen from, let's say, 6 to 6.15, 6 to 6, early in the show, like right basically when we get on there and you hear Dead Guy in an Envelope, we asking for a name for those particular people. We've heard Early Morning Club. I don't hate that. That's basic, but I don't hate that.
I don't mind Early Morning Club. It was when you shortened it to EMC. It felt medical to me.
Okay. It felt like they had one hit in 1988 and then went away.
EMC.
Yeah, that bot from EMC. Yeah. I don't know. Like, they played around. They did it for, they were right. They played at the Richfield Coliseum years ago, but it was just the way it was fine.
They tried
and you waited
to get
for that song, and it just kind of, that was it.
They tried to get him to open for the Tubular Tour last summer. It didn't work out.
They're like, EMC's booked.
Right.
And they're not. Christy, early morning listeners should be called the Endless Dead Guessers.
Oh, that sounds very Halloween-y.
I'm just throwing, but it's perfect time of year. So thank you very much, Christy. We appreciate that. So it can either be Early Morning Club or the Endless Dead Guessers.
We've got options.
So thank you so far. Those are the two that we have so far. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. When you're in a bind, you do what everybody else does. You go to ChatGPT. Here's a few idea names for your early morning listeners.
Oh, great.
You want to hear some of these?
So far,
we have Early Morning Club and some type of Envelope Death Crew. I didn't write it down. I should have written it down. Hold on. This is not fair. There we go. Christy. The Endless Dead Guessers. That was it.
Oh, the Endless Dead. You put that into ChatGPT?
No. Those are the two that we have listeners that listen this early so far.
I see.
This is the first day we've asked for it. You know, think about it, brainstorm, whatever. Talk about it with your friends. A few name ideas for your early morning listeners, according to ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
The Dawn Patrol.
Oh, okay.
Early Risers Club.
Okay.
How about those morning mavericks?
It's very Top Gunny.
How about that Sunrise Squad?
The Sunrise Squad.
I feel like that also failed a Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Like we like a couple of the characters, but they weren't quite there. Was it this? Yeah. Okay. How about the Daybreak Crew?
Ooh.
I'm afraid to mention this one because I feel like you're going to like it a little bit. The First Light Family. First Light Fam. Yeah, not I threw in family. It's First Night, First
I
Light Fam.
You know, I like the squad one better than that.
Okay, so
I like
Sunrise Squad.
Yeah, if you like any of these. I thought it was Sunshine Squad.
It's close. We can change it. These are just ideas.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Sunrise, but Sunshine.
Okay.
So it's early yet.
Right.
Yeah. How about the, hey, it's Jen and Tim show. Shout out to our Wake Up Warriors.
No, I don't like that.
Crack of Dawn Crew.
No, I don't like that.
How about those Morning Hustlers?
Definitely no.
And last but not least, the AM Insiders.
Yeah.
Okay, you hate them all.
I just like the Sunrise Squad. Sunshine Squad. What is it? Sunshiners? Yeah. I liked it. It sounds
most
happy.
Most early listeners. Thank you, Kathy. Most early listeners are the medical people in Cleveland. So a medical reference is not a bad idea. We're used to being the early birds. I hear that. That is 100% true.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So we'll keep the ideas coming. We'll have some more tomorrow morning on the show.
I couldn't wait to report on this story to you this morning, Tim Richards, because there's a new stamp coming out. Not only is there a new stamp coming out, I was at the post office yesterday buying stamps. I spent over $100 on stamps yesterday. Anyway, there's a new stamp coming out.
Christmas cards?
Yes, that's why I bought. Well, I happened to be there.
$100 worth of stamps. That's aggressive.
Well, I was mailing my absentee ballot. I had another package. And then I was like, I needed regular stamps.
You do deserve the Amazon
catalog.
$100. How many stamps is that?
Well, I went to buy I said, can I buy regular stamps? And this lady pulled out, there's an entire tray. It's like a buffet of stamps. And I saw the Christmas ones in there. I saw cute ones. I was like, I better get these now because they're going to sell out. They do. So anyway, I got stamps yesterday. There's a new stamp coming out. A guy from Westlake designed it. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources Division of Wildlife had a contest where contestants were to submit a photo of a pollinator. And Roger Freeman did just that, and he won. He's from Westlake, and his photo of a hummingbird clearwing moth will be featured on a stamp, the 2025 Ohio Wildlife Stamp.
So it was a tasty Tuesday yesterday. We didn't really talk about this off the or on the air, but we posted videos everywhere off the air as we tried a cereal yesterday.
Yes, we finally got to try the Kelsey mix from Jason and not from Jason and Travis Kelsey.
They
I wish it was. They made the cereal
from their homes.
They did not give it to us. It's a combo of three cereals. It's Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Reese's Puffs, and it was delicious.
It was fantastic.
Down to the last drop.
So that's fine, and it's good we got to taste something that was good. Normally, it's something relatively bizarre.
Right.
And I can't wait for candy cane season to hit us because, you know, there's going to be some clam bake.
Disgusting.
Like some weird, I've already been tagged.
Yes.
In a lot of them. So yesterday's Tasty Tuesday was actually not about the tasty item. It really wasn't about the cereal. It was, but it wasn't. Because then it became a debate, which we have an instant poll and a bajillion comments to get to, about when you eat the cereal, when you're eating cereal, do you drink the remaining milk?
I did it in the video. It's delicious.
It's not. It's broken bits of cereal floating around there and now a relatively lukewarm situation, and I think it's disgusting.
It's a delicious flavored milk, and I think you're wrong. Have you ever tried it?
Drinking the milk?
Yeah.
So it is good in certain instances. In other instances, I really don't know how you do. I do not understand. The instant poll clearly agrees with you. Several comments we will get to in 3 minutes also agree. That's next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. It's very simple. Do you drink the milk that is left in your cereal bowl after eating all of your cereal? Yes or no?
You seemed so troubled when I did that in the video we posted yesterday for Tasty Tuesday after eating the Kelsey mix. It was delicious.
The Kelsey mix was delicious. The remaining cereal, I have just... There's only a couple instances when I think that it's great. I think Cocoa Krispies, the remaining chocolate milk that is left, is some of the best chocolate milk you could have. Cocoa Puffs, same, similar type of thing. The rest of it is just like you've been slobbering on that thing the entire time.
Ew.
The milk is now a little bit warmer, and you have the cereal crumbs. Like, if I'm at the bottom of a cereal box, I will almost hand pull that into the box. I don't like the crumbs. The texture of the crumbs, and it's floating across there, and you're slurping that thing down.
You're painting a weird, gross picture.
It is the picture. That is what's left in the bowl, and you guys are slamming that thing. I don't know how you did it. That was gross. Steve, you drank it too.
It was a very sugary cereal, so the milk was great. I don't like milk, so most cereal milk I don't like.
So you hate consistencies, or you don't hate consistencies. You're very consistent aware as far as foods and beverages and soups you don't like.
That's what affects your flavor, liking of them.
Like, you don't like soups because of...
Ugh.
Right.
Drinking your food?
Yeah, but slobbery, crummy milk, warm milk is good.
Slobber. There's no slobber in it.
Your slobber is in it.
If there's too many crumbs, I would gag if I try to drink it. So I don't. It just depends on the situation. That was a very sugary cereal, so the milk was good. I don't like plain milk on its own, never have. I never started drinking cereal milk till like 2 years ago, and only certain cereals.
If it's extra sweet.
Yeah, like if it's like a Special K, I'm not drinking it.
Yeah.
Gross.
You know, it's a really good milk drink. Is after you eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which was in that cereal yesterday, because it gets all cinnamony and you could kind of taste that
with
sugary
Reese's,
cinnamon. It's very tasty.
It looks like a brown algae floating on top of that milk.
You are making this so gross.
Top fan Heidi, the milk at the end of your cereal is, it has to be cold. She likes it, so that's fine. Heather, top fan Heather, what, Tim, you don't drink the milk? You just throw it out? That's sinful.
Liz said it was drilled into her head that it was wasteful not to. So she drinks the milk because that's what she was, you know, kind of taught growing up. A lot of people making comments about the warmth of the milk.
Yeah.
And how you have to get to it quickly. You can't let the milk get too warm. So you don't really drink the warm
milk. I let my cereal soak.
You like the soggy.
Cereal. Oh, that is even, that's an entirely different thing.
Most times I don't drink the milk, but yesterday I didn't have time to let it soak.
So you could get to the milk.
I could get to the milk and it wasn't gross.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. I blame the Tasty Tuesday yesterday on this instant poll. You've eaten the cereal. There is milk in the cereal bowl. Are you drinking the milk? I think no. Apparently everybody else says yes.
100% yes. I drank the milk in the video yesterday, and that's when you were kind of, grossed out, because I did. Janice says, listen, I tried that cereal. It's so good. But no, I do not drink the milk at the end. It drives my husband crazy. She's with you.
Well, that's one.
You have one person agreeing with you.
Mark Cocoa agrees. Krispies, I am in. I think maybe Cocoa Puffs because it turns into great chocolate milk.
Uh-huh.
But like, if, for instance, Lucky Charms is probably my favorite cereal. I know I haven't outgrown it. I probably should have by now. I don't care. I love Lucky Charms. I would never drink the remnant broken down marshmallow crumbs.
Oh, it's so good.
Crumbs.
I don't know if Lucky Charms would be good.
I know.
I'm with you. Because it's not as sugary. Like I know. The marshmallows are, but the cereal itself.
Yeah.
If you have a leftover marshmallow chunk when you're sipping on that milk, that would be even better. I feel like that would be very flavorful.
I feel like it's a hazard.
A lot of people are saying what you're saying about the Cocoa Krispies or like Count Chocula.
Oh, Count Chocula is a good one this time of year. Great call.
It's like super chocolatey.
Yes.
And then Mark agrees with me. He says cereal milk is delicious, especially after Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which it is so cinnamony. It's so good.
It's just laying there on top. Mm. I get it. It's just, I don't know. Have you ever heard of, well, speaking of this, have you ever heard of, I don't know, how should we put this? Milking your coffee?
Don't put it like that.
Milking your coffee is a thing. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. Maybe it's not a landslide victory yet in the instant poll. 300 votes. Do you drink the milk that is left in your cereal bowl after eating all of your cereal? 69% of people say yes, they do.
I mean, that feels landslide-y. More people than not are enjoying drinking the milk.
That's true. I just feel like it was going to be more. So for those of you that don't, please vote. Should we
just because you want to win the instant poll.
No, I definitely won't win it yet. This many votes in, 69%. There's no way that I'm going to win, but I don't know. And even that, like, I feel like there needs to be an asterisk next to it. There are certain cereals where I think to myself, oh, yeah, the chocolatey goodness at the bottom of this bowl.
You do like
I'm
that.
In.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned Count Chocula, Cocoa Krispies, Cocoa Puffs. Those are game changers. So I get that. You want to get some milk in the coffee?
I do.
All right. So you're drinking the milk at the bottom of the cereal bowl.
I do drink the milk, and I also like to take the milk and by teaspoons and put it in my coffee because I think the sugary consistency of the milk is very good.
This is genius, especially if you do like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch and it gets a cinnamon in your coffee.
I literally just dry heaved.
Yeah, he did.
So that's good. So you put it. Are there any crumbs in the coffee?
No, I make sure I take the little crumbs out.
Oh.
I just want the cereal.
I strain the milk.
You got to strain the milk and then milk the coffee. That sounds delicious.
I never want to hear the phrase milk the coffee.
There's a coffee shop that has a cereal milk latte.
They do. That's right. That's true.
You know, they're common.
I bet it's sweet, though. Like, I do like sweet. So there is a point to that. If you're sweetening up the coffee milking the coffee.
What if you just soaked cereal in milk and made a cereal-flavored milk, but you never ate it, like your spoon didn't dip over and over again, would that be less gross to you?
No.
You're still grossed out.
Still grossed out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. It has been a lot of fun. We have kicked off our sign selfies. By the way, we have an entire list of sign selfies, but I'm sure we do not have every single sign that's in the area. So if you shoot us a DM, give us a call, let us know. We're on all social media platforms, whether it's through Star 102 Cleveland. That's fantastic. Let us know the signs in your community. We're going to try to hit as many as we can before the weather changes to, well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So we did just post one of those on our socials just a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, we posted the Eastlake one, and we're going to post a new one every week. What's so funny to me is we've done a handful now. Why is there drama at every single sign? every single sign, we've had a small issue. But we posted the Eastlake one. This is an excellent picture. And thank you so much, City of Eastlake, for having us. I posted the best picture. I didn't post one that where we had issues. Because, you know, we didn't take a photographer with us. And then we had to, like, set the timer and run around and take photos. So this one turned out well. And I can't believe it. Oh, is this the one the guy took for us? That's why it turned out well.
There was a, well,
it wasn't the timer.
Basically,
that's why.
Still works. It still works.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
Yeah. And basically everyone we have stopped at out, there has been somebody that has listened to the show that here's, we're going to be at the sign. This was the case here. He was a,
He's like a wildlife photographer.
Yes!
And I am so sorry. I don't have his, posted on our page.
I'm sorry.
I have to go find it.
What he does. And he was there. He was photographing with some birds, or there was something in the area, and said, hey, by the way, I'm here. I'll be, you know, if I could take a picture with his own camera, which he posted, and then with our camera, you know, the phone, that type of thing. So so that Eastlake is posted.
Keith.
Also, his name's Keith?
Keith, yes.
Thank you very much, Keith, for listening and showing out there. Also, we did hit another sign yesterday, and it wasn't Brook Park, even though we...
No.
There's a thing. So
bump in the road.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. Before we get to... yesterday. So that Eastlake sign that we have posted, right? So our first sign selfie that we posted. I guess well, it'd be technically the first one, but I was making that face.
Oh, so bad.
I knew I was right about this.
What?
Northern, I just looked it up. Northern Career Institute students create Eastlake script sign. This is a year ago, maybe a little over a year ago. For the last 3 years, Northern Career Institute students and staff have been working on the Eastlake script sign.
What?
Now the sign has recently been brought to life in front of City Hall. This is May 18th of 2023. I knew that was a project, and they put that together, and it is a beautiful sign. Somebody said it was another sign. I knew it was Eastlake.
It was Eastlake. Such a good job. I'm looking at it now.
Yes.
No kidding.
Yes, I knew it. I knew that was the case.
That
so.
Makes it even more special. How wonderful.
Big, big deal. Angie, thank you for the comment. She says, beautiful. That's a lot of fun. So I still have, we were talking a lot about Brook Park. I think we know where the Brook Park sign's at yesterday. We did not make it there. It turns out, well, we did one sign yesterday.
We sure did.
Turns out when you go to a Cleveland sign, a lot of people show up for that. There is a line at the Cleveland sign, and rightfully so.
There was a line at the Cleveland sign, people wanting to take photos, people wanting to chat. And listen, and I know Stevie will agree with me on this. You like to chat extra with people, and it's awesome. And that's your thing. And that's great. I mean, we chat with people. We chatted with people. Like, we were friendly.
I can feel the hammer dropping.
No, it's no hammer drop. I'm just like, I'm not saying I don't enjoy talking to people. I do, but like, there's like a point where you're like, okay, move on. Like, you don't need to go next level. Like, you can just move on, because we had somewhere else to go. We were going to the Brook Park sign, and we had all those people call yesterday, tell us where the Brook Park sign is. And literally, Stevie and I had talked to all the same people that you had talked to. We had already made it over to our cars, and you were just still standing there chatting away, which it speaks volumes on how nice and friendly, and I believe you genuinely want to talk to people, learn about people, hear about what these people had to say.
And you guys do not.
No, we do, but just, I think, in a lesser volume, like a lesser amount. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, hi, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. Where are you from? Oh, that's great. Okay, we have to go somewhere else because we have made plans to do this, and we move on. And I just feel like you extended it a little bit because you talk a bit more than we do.
So,
which is shocking for me to say.
You may have a point. You may have a point. I have an example of this.
Oh boy.
The in-depth knowledge. There is certainly an example. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. I know this isn't going to work in my favor, but producer Stevie joins us in studio.
Well, it's because I think she can speak to what I'm saying. We had plans yesterday to go to the Edgewater Cleveland sign, which we did, and then we were supposed to go to Brook Park. So many people called us, messaged us, let us know where the Brook Park sign was yesterday. That was the plan. We ran very late at the Cleveland sign. You were very chatty. There were a lot of people. You lengthily talked to them. And I think, by the time we did the Cleveland photos, it was like, okay, this is like, I got to get my kids off the bus at some point.
Stevie, is this true?
You were more sort of like, messing around, goofing off.
Oh, that too.
I don't know why I brought you in here.
Quick pick. It was, you know, hanging around. You were doing all sorts of things.
It was not a quick pick. No. That is so valid. Like the dangling, like the fact that that sign is climbable, not helpful in a Tim situation.
Did not help.
Well, I'm very bendy.
You talk to a lot of people, but I think they probably left wondering, well, that guy's interesting.
Some of them.
That's what I was thinking. Why?
I wake up early for this. This is, I could just sleep
so
in.
True. So true. You can't Steven. Deny it. You
so you're
can't
saying,
deny it.
So you're saying, I can deny it, but that would be a blatant lie on the air.
Well,
so
I
cannot deny it. You're right.
Because, again, we took no photographer. We had to video the whole thing so we could take a screenshot of ourselves. We have proof. I mean, we have the receipts.
We can show it.
So for example, some of the people, when it was clear we should just leave the sign.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have talked to them about how they're from Hawaii.
Oh my gosh.
And in town, and her husband's still in Hawaii.
And you're going to send pictures, and they're going to be I mean, I can remember the whole thing. You just extended it so far.
And said, hey, doesn't this remind you of Hawaii from the Cleveland sign?
Yeah.
Even
like
though not
Hawaii.
At all, it's beautiful.
Yeah, she said she was sending it to her husband to make him jealous, and I thought, shouldn't it be reversed?
Yes.
Correct, because that was confusing.
Did you grow up here? Did you grow up in Hawaii?
Or the couple that was in, clearly, still, you guys were gone, I think. There's a couple that's from Parma. I said, hey, you know, they were like, oh, Star 102. We listen to Star 102. I love that. And I said, hey, yeah, just Jen and Tim. Never heard of us, but they love Star 102. So it's later. I was like, that's fine. And then I said, so I actually went down there as the inflatable flamingo for the sign.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, that's you. And I asked them if it was ever replaced. And they said, it's still not replaced.
Not yet.
That was a good scoop from talking to people.
Hold on. Was that the couple where Stevie and I were over by our cars waiting for you and you actually stopped traffic to talk to them in their vehicle?
I don't need to answer
that.
Yeah,
they were in the middle of the road.
Question.
Yeah,
I am not at Edgewater often. I didn't know that was the road. I was chatting with them, getting some inside scoop for the show.
You knew it was the road.
So.
We never made it to Brook Park.
No. Actually, we just left the script sign before the show for this morning. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. We will get down to Brook Park and take pictures
of
the
sign. Yes, we will.
And also I will, and I've screenshotted some of them because I will lose the messages. I do want to get to at least one of the old man breakfast spots down there.
In Brook Park.
Goodies, and then there was another one.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a call off the air about Goodies, that was good. I asked if they had corned beef hash. He doesn't know, but there's biscuits and gravy, whatever. So trust me, it's an old man breakfast, and I can knock out two in one.
If we set a time schedule for you, maybe then we could all go together. Like we could do.
Yeah, I might have to hit lunch at Goodies.
You're right. Yeah, it's probably going to be lunch.
So. No, if I have old man breakfast on the radar, I will 100% shut up.
Will you?
And just, you know.
Yeah, but then if Stevie and I go with you to old man breakfast, how long are we going to be there, Stevie? Because you'll really get chatty there. So loose, no time schedule.
That's not fair. It depends on who's there. If nobody's there, I can't get chatty. If it's packed, we'll be there for
a while. You'll chat with the wait staff. I mean, you will.
I'll chat with them.
This is a bad thing about you. This is awesome. This is why you're so friendly. This is why people love you. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it takes up a lot of time.
It does.
I just want to be very clear about that.
Okay.
It is a great thing. And when people meet you, I'm sure they would agree. They love talking to you because you are very fun to talk to. And you're funny. But you're lengthy.
Keep going.
That's all.
This is getting good.
Now I've said too much.
Oh, you have. Okay. We'll take it back. Okay.
No, I don't take it back.
Not funny.
Now I've said too much. You are very funny and you're very friendly.
Well,
let's leave it at that. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.